Moments of Melody Time, some pearls and parables to think about as you go along the way. Here's a maturity checkup. Let's just find out how mature we are. A mature person does not take himself too seriously. A mature person keeps himself alert in mind. A mature person does not always view with alarm every adverse situation that arises. A mature person is too big to be little. A mature person has faith in himself, which becomes stronger as it's fortified by his faith in God. A mature person never feels too great to do the little things, and never too proud to do the humble things. A mature person never accepts either success or failure in themselves as permanent. A mature person never accepts any one of his moods as permanent. A mature person is one who is able to control his impulses. And lastly, a mature person is not afraid to make mistakes. I, Paul, have plenty to boast about, and would be no fool in doing it, but I don't want anyone to think more highly of me than he should, from what he can actually see in my life and my message. I will say this, because these experiences I had were so tremendous, God was afraid I might be puffed up by them. And so there was given me a sickness, which has been a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to hurt and bother me, and prick my pride. 3 different times I begged God to make me well again. Each time he said, "No, but I'm with you, and that's all you need. My power shows up best in weak people." And now I'm glad to boast about how weak I am. I'm glad to be a living demonstration of Christ's power, instead of showing off my own power and abilities. And since I know it is all for Christ's good, I'm quite happy about the thorn, and about insults and hardships and persecutions, for when I am weak, then I am strong. The less I have, the more I depend on Him. Paul was a man of maturity. The Lord made him that way in his school, the Lord's school. Here's a closing thought. Someone has said, "You are young only once, but you can stay immature indefinitely."